You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Wednesday, July 31st. That means tomorrow is August.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
I know. Believe it or not, Labor Day is going to be here. I almost said Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Labor Day will be here next year. before you know it, and all the preparations for that thing that happens in August or September where little children go back to, we won't say the word yet. yes. Yeah, that's right around the corner. Speaking of education, I won't say the S word. How do you connect students to campus ministry when you're thinking about college? How do you connect them to campus ministry? I know you and I have the same alma mater, but I didn't go to Concordia right away. We went to Concordia, Chicago, Concordia River Forest, but I went to a community college here, and there were campus ministries there that I'm grateful for. We didn't have an LCMS campus ministry there at the time, but there were other campus ministries that were encouraging through my time there and helped encourage me to stay connected to a congregation, which was important. Why is that important? We're going to talk about that today. Two perspectives from the home parish and from the campus ministry as well. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live Uncommon.
Joining us by phone this morning, Peter Laborious. He's a director of Christian education at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Warner Robins, Georgia, known as DCE Pete. Good morning, brother.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, great. Glad to have you with us this morning and to reconnect with you and learn more about the ways that the Lord has given you to serve there at Mount Calvary.
Well, we are keeping busy here. We actually start the S word tomorrow.
Wow.
You start school
it's
tomorrow?
The most wonderful time of the year.
That's
wow.
Do you like graduate in like April?
No, but we do have a full week break in October, which is taken advantage of.
Well, especially in Georgia. It's probably plenty warm there still in September, October. So, yeah, nice little early fall break in October.
Nice.
That does sound nice. So what is important to you in your ministry with students and families, with children and families and youth at Mount Calvary? What's important to you in terms of connecting them to that next chapter in life once they're getting ready to leave the nest? Maybe they're going off to college or going off to a first career. What's important to you in terms of preparation and preparing them for that next chapter in life?
Well, there's two things that I think are really important as they're preparing, as we are working for them to be prepared for that next chapter. And the first is to equip them to kind of take ownership of their spiritual life and what they are going to do to continue to be fed through word and sacrament, whether they're at home or away. And if they happen to be at a congregation that doesn't have something happening for them, giving them the skills that, you know, there's probably people at that church of your age and your group that are just looking for somebody to take the lead and get something rolling. And you have that ability, so take those abilities into whatever new congregational setting you are in and get something going so that you can connect with people and you can support each other in your faith as you continue along the journey. So that's the first thing. We want them to really feel that they are equipped to be able to do that. But the second thing is, you know, all of us have been in that position, first day of school, going into the cafeteria with the tray, terrified whether or not there will be a table that we are acceptable to be seated at. That's how kids feel when they're going away to college. Where are we going to fit in? Where are we going to plug in? Where am I going to be welcomed? And helping them to make that connection before they even show up on campus for classes the first time, having them know that they have a home, that they know the pastor. They might even have met a couple of the people at the congregation that's near their new university. Just takes away some of that anxiety because they already know they have a place with brothers and sisters that they can go and worship and be supported as they grow.
How do those relationships then play out through the next year and multiple years as students are able to build on those relationships with that new-ish church family? What difference does that make for them throughout those years?
Unfortunately for me, and I will say unfortunately because, you know, as they've been in my ministry at Mount Calvary, I've come to know them and love them and have a relationship with them. By their sophomore year, maybe even by Christmas of their freshman year, they have a new home. So they look back at Mount Calvary and their time in our youth program with fond memories, but it's not their home anymore. Mm-hmm. The campus ministry, the church that they have plugged into, is their new home, and that is their pastor, and that is their fellowship, and that is the place they worship. And I become a footnote of the past because they have that new life happening, and that is so exciting to see. But at the same time, I miss them mm-hmm. because they were part of my life for 7, 8, 9 years. So
sure. So you take students to visit these campuses or campus ministries. What is that aim for you? What do you aim to do when you take these students?
It's just opening that door for them to get into discussion. It is... It's not a big program thing. It wouldn't even merit a chapter in a book. It would probably be a paragraph in a book. Find out they're going to a college. Talk to the pastor who's in that university community and arrange to go and have lunch. And we go on a road trip. We meet at the church. We walk around campus, find a place for lunch. And by the time the meal actually arrives, I'm no longer a participant. I'm just observing because I've helped them get connected to their new shepherd, and they are now sharing stories, and they are talking about what's going to be happening in their ministry together over the next 4 or 5 years as that child's at that campus. So it's making a connection. It's just playing, have you met my friend, pastor, whoever?
And how important is this In making that transition for students as they leave home and move to a campus or move to a university setting? How important, you know, how much of a difference does this make for the students that you've been serving?
I will tell you, I have probably done this for probably close to 20 kids in the past 5 or 6 years. And only one of them has not continued to be an active leader at their campus ministry congregation. So I would say that it makes a huge difference making that connection because, you know, they can't come back over Thanksgiving or Christmas and say, well, I haven't found a church yet. Yeah, you have. We found one together and we walked you through that. And they know I'm probably talking to their new pastor. And there has been an occasion where I've sent them a little message saying, hey, pastor, whoever hasn't seen you recently, how are things going? And it's just building that initial relationship and then letting God work through that fellowship to continue to provide that spiritual home for those kids to worship at.
What has been the response from pastors that you've connected with in these campus ministries?
The pastors that have been open to meeting, their ministries have been blessed by this. I've seen youth who used to be here now serving as trustees and ushers and nursery caregivers, and any place the church needs them, these kids plug in. Now, unfortunately, to be honest with you guys, there's been some churches that I contact that I had a situation several years ago where I actually had a group of kids, of about 6 kids going to the same university. And I contacted the local pastor and I said, you have a campus ministry ready to go. You have to do no work except for open the doors and lead their Bible study. And I was told by the church, campus ministry really isn't on our radar right now. And those kids weren't accepted into a church home. The good part, they did find a place to worship and plug in and be actively involved in their campus community as they grew in faith. The very bad part, the sad part for me, it wasn't a Lutheran church. And all that the pastor would have had to do was have lunch and get somebody to lead them in Bible study once a week. But they passed on that. And unfortunately, that there are congregations that are really passionate about reaching out to the kids in their community, and there's congregations that aren't.
So if you're at a university or if you're in a town or a city near a university or a college, there could be a really unique opportunity to connect with these students and help provide that word and sacrament ministry and that fellowship, that Christian community that we need, that support through those very malleable years of college. Mm-hmm. Well, Pete, it has been a joy to talk with you, and God's blessings on your new school year and your efforts to support all the families and youth in the coming year. Thanks so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour today.
It was my pleasure. Y'all have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll get the campus ministry perspective. What mm-hmm. does it mean from the pastor's perspective to be able to connect with these students beforehand and then during their college years to be able to support them in that word and sacrament ministry? You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.